The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
The future is now, people.
The future is now.
The future is now. Finally, the internet. Finally, the internet can go underground. Possibly.
The TTC announced that it will be giving riders Wi-Fi at some point, maybe in the next couple of years. Oh, God, remember this sound? This is atrocious.
For anybody listening, you have atrocious. No idea what that is, especially kids. Ask your parents. That's how we used to have to connect to the internet.
And you weren't allowed to talk on the telephone if somebody was on the internet. Remember that?
And if somebody picked up the phone,
the connection
got cut off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It would just be like, Mom! Ma!
No, don't know!
What the fuck? Come on! I'm using the internet! Stop!
Anyway, it's coming to the TTC.
Karen Stinson's on the phone with us right now. She has a TTC. So, is it true that the TTC is getting dial-up internet down there?
Dial-up internet, exactly.
So, for a lot of people that have traveled around the world and been on other people's transit systems, what has taken so long to get a Wi-Fi signal down in the subway system?
Well, it's hard to actually get the wire down into the tracks. So, what we're trying to do now is explore whether or not we can't get cell service in between stations.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't actually get your cell phone service on the track level, but as it goes in, as your signal goes between stations, you'll be able to use your device.
Oh, it's going to be so annoying. You don't think that's going to be annoying?
What's annoying? No, you'll have, what do you mean? You'll have your signal, you'll have your phone, you'll have your internet. You can download your application.
I know, but people don't want the signal. People don't want the signal when they're standing on the platform. People want the signal while they're sitting in the subway.
Yeah, and so for like most stations, with the exception of maybe York Mills, like, you'll be able to sit in the tunnel and get your station because the signal picks up between stations.
And you're sure about that?
Yeah, that's the way we're confident for most of the stations you'll be able to get your signal.
Now, does Roz get any of the credit
Thank
for
you.
Suggesting?
Absolutely, because it was his idea. There's no question.
A lot of people, the opposition to this when it comes to commuters, and I used to take the subway before I got famous. And
I know how that is.
And I'll tell you, one of the joys of the subway.
Good picture, by the way, though, in the subway. I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
It's a good advertising poster.
One of the joys on the subway was the fact that you were not forced to, while sitting in that tube, to listen to the annoying conversations of the people sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that a lot of people, you know, that's the only safe place from that, really, that still exists in a city the size of Toronto. Have you heard that before?
I have, but I think that, you know, people as well value information, and technology is changing, and there's now ways that you can have conversations using earbuds, and the ability to download information, I think, is important to people. So, you know, by and large, I think good manners need to prevail, and nobody wants to hear your conversation, there's no question, but I think that there is a desire for people to have the information and to download it onto their applications.
I'll tell you, it's such great news for us, not even joking, the fact that Wi-Fi is going to be in the subway. There's so many people that listen to the show that don't drive cars, that they take the subway to school and the subway to work.
Exactly. And look at your poster at the same time.
And look at my poster at the same time. Don't look at Mocha's poster. Don't look at Mocha's poster. Sit in front of me.
Why would you say your poster, not our poster?
Somebody sent us a picture where somebody had cut the faces. They didn't steal the posters like they normally do. They just really, in a very creepy and crude way, cut our faces out.
Yeah, it's like they took a box cutter and sliced around our face.
I was curious about your mustache, though. I thought that was kind of funny.
Hey.
What mustache?
The one that she drew on with a Sharpie, no doubt.
Karen, come on now. Karen Stinson, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show again.
Take care. Bye.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.